grab some popcorn and a favorite chair. The love of movies is why we're here. Press play and don't delay. Let Phil be our guide to a cinematic day. Phil at the movies, from the silver screen to his podcast stream. Phil's covering every movie dream. Phil at the movies. Phil at the movies.
It is often said that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to find on the inside. And that is particularly true when it comes to mystery movies as well. And that is what I want to talk to you about today, my friends. No, not about mystery chocolate, but a mystery movie. A mystery movie, in fact, that I saw at the beginning of this week. First off, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Phil with the Movies. I'm your host, Phil Walsh, and you are listening to show number 165 of this ongoing podcast that is always for the love of movies. And as I said, beginning of the week, I saw a mystery movie at my local Regal Theater. They do these every Monday. For $5, you can go and see a mystery film. Now, they don't tell you what it is until you're actually in the theater. And for $5, you can go and see a film usually a few weeks or even sometimes a month ahead of its release. And this particular one was billed as a horror film. And right away, that piqued my interest. So, of course, I made plans to go and see the film. Now, I had a hunch, just based on the calendar of upcoming movies, what the film could potentially be. But I didn't want to get my hopes up too high, because, again, you never know. But I was pleasantly surprised and equally terrified at the same time to find my hunch was valid. The film was Bring Her Back. This is the second film from the Filippo brothers, who directed the much-acclaimed and, frankly, terrifying movie from a few years ago, Talk to Me. This is their follow-up, their second film, and for those expecting a movie in a similar vein or tradition to Talk to Me, this film is a totally different experience, and I have to say, I enjoyed this film even more so. But before I elaborate on my thoughts and feelings on Bring Her Back, let me just first say, as I often do at this time, thank you as always for tuning in each and every Friday. Appreciate your continued support and, most importantly, friendship over the last, God, going on 3.5 years of doing this podcast. It's quite a ride, quite a cinematic journey, and it would only be possible thanks to you, the listeners, you, the friends of this show. If you have not done so already, if you could rate and review this podcast on Apple, it goes a great deal towards helping with the pesky algorithms, as well as sharing it with your family, your friends, any like-minded movie buffs. This is, again, for the love of movies, as I often say. But again, from the bottom of my heart, for 165 episodes and going strong, 165 more, and then some, thank you for making this possible, and thank you for sharing your love of movies with me. I consider this a wonderful and vibrant cinematic community, and it is only getting bigger and more creative, shall we say, because we continue to grow and expand the listenership base. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, and thank you. So as I teased at the top, the mystery film was Bring Her Back. And in this film, we see that grief affects people in different ways. In the movie, we witness the extreme end of grief. While an entirely exaggerated and fictional exploit, the themes and emotions explored in this film are certainly real. And for anyone who has lost someone, particularly a close loved one, this film brings to mind all of the feelings and emotions that go through us when we've lost someone very near and dear. And this film really taps into that psyche and sort of expands it to a truly extreme end about wanting to, in fact, bring a person back. Now, I will not elaborate in great detail in terms of spoilers because, particularly if you are a horror fan, I know you're going to want to see this film, and I want you to be able to enjoy and immerse yourself in this, quite frankly, terrifying and deeply unsettling film. I will say right off the bat, I will never watch this film again. Now, that is not an indictment on the film's quality whatsoever, but it is so powerful, it is so arresting, and it gets into your very soul, and there are some moments and images in this film which are truly gobsmacking. I literally had to look away at various points and recoil. And again, as someone who loves this particular genre, that's a big statement in its own right. So I just sort of put that out there. I'm not going to go too deep into spoilers because I know a lot of people are eagerly awaiting this film, and I want you to be able to savor this experience, because while you can pick up points from the trailers, this is a film that really, I think, in fact, brilliantly subverts the expectations. Now, a little rundown on the plot. It centers on a brother and sister, Andy and Piper. Andy is set to turn 18, and when he does, he plans to apply for guardianship to assume care of his sister, who is visually impaired. Now, they've recently lost their father in a tragic accident at home, and the two are placed in the care of a foster mother named Laura, played by the brilliant and multi-talented Sally Hawkins. While pleasant and welcoming, there is something off about Laura. Namely, is one point, she keeps a tribute to her deceased dog. In fact, the animal is stuffed and mounted on a stand. So right away, we're seeing that Laura has some issues with letting go of certain things or perhaps even people. Soon things begin to go awry, with Andy discovering that they are living in the home of someone who is not only off, shall we say, but dabbling in the dark arts. And this is where I will say spoilers ahead. She is a Satanist. And while the film does not dive too much into that background and sort of her rationale, there is enough hinted and explained in various points where we understand. We don't need the whole backstory of how she ended up this way. There's enough subtle exposition to give us a clear picture. Ultimately, a terrifying ritual is about to unfold, fixed squarely on the sole purpose of bringing Laura's now deceased daughter, Kathy, back to life. Thus, of course, the title, Bring Her Back. Now, again, without divulging too much on the spoiler front, as I said, this is the second film from the brother directing duo Danny and Michael Filippo. They, of course, achieved notoriety with their film Talk to Me. And again, this is a worthy follow-up and I think ultimately a stronger film because it so wonderfully subverts our expectations from what we perceive the film to ultimately be. We figure it's going to be heavy on the satanic side. That's going to be the angle in which the film turns. But ultimately, the Satan angle is more filler or background noise, so to speak. And the film really concentrates as a deep examination of grief and tragedy. This movie pulls no punches. It really does showcase what happens with grief. And it sort of, in a way, puts the two situations as kind of mirror opposites to each other. You see how Laura reacted to the death of her daughter, Kathy, and how Piper and Andy are reacting to the death of their father. And it really showcases the different responses people have to loss and grief, and that ultimately kind of exaggerates out how each of them are coping with their respective tragedies. Now, the film is not about ghosts and goblins, but it really centers on the fragile and frankly violent psyche of a grieving mother. And Sally Hawkins is an unrelenting force in this movie, portraying a sympathetic woman with a real violent and even demonic edge to her. And of course, the way they've crafted this story, it becomes much more about family and sort of the traumas that you endure through, in this case, a horrific loss of a loved one, and less about the scares. But they really do work in the scares at the right moment. So when these scenes pop, they really pop. The horror in this film is real world. This is also a brilliant showcase on the foster care system. While a wonderful safety net, is sadly no stranger to fraying. And the film addresses the dark side of a system that at times can neglect the children it is charged with protecting. And there's even this undercurrent about broken homes and abusive parenting, sort of layering the film with enough subtext to really capture our attention and sort of manipulate our opinions in a way and emotions where we're not only being terrified and unnerved by all of the sort of demonic, satanic rituals that are going on in the house, but also just the real tragedy and failing of a system that put this brother and sister into this woman's care. It's really a wonderfully constructed film that, even though the story itself is anything but wonderful, the way the Filippo brothers have constructed this story, they have built it where each layer builds and builds till we finally get to the ending of the film where, I mean, it is just haunting. We are left aghast at what we have ultimately watched. Now, again, I'm not going to go too much into the spoilers here because there are a few scenes, as I have indicated, that will leave your stomach in knots. And in the case of myself, my mouth was literally on the floor. Full disclaimer, let me get on my soapbox. This is not a film for squeamish individuals. And even I think the most ardent horror fans, like myself included, you're going to find a few of the particularly gruesome scenes literally knifing. And that's all I'm going to say on that, because there are moments in this film where you are literally just left in shock saying, WTF. Now, as I said, I did enjoy this film. I found it to be a powerful examination on grief and tragedy mixed with traditional scares and all the usual things that go bump in the night. So I found this film to be a masterclass in suspense and slow burn drama and tension. I found it to be even a much more effective film than their previous one, Talk to Me. And again, the exaggerated elements are there, but really this film is centered as a commentary on grief and sort of the whole grieving process. And I found that to be very compelling, but also deeply draining. And again, a lot of the images that are going on in this film, it is unsettling to watch. So I will never watch this movie again. And as I said, that's not an indictment of poor quality, but just a testament to the depressing and frankly tragic nature of this story that is at the center of this film. It is one of loss and misbegotten gains. And again, it brings us into this world with careful precision, peppering enough suspense and intrigue before just plunging us into utter darkness while giving us all of the usual bells and whistles that we might associate with any horror film. But I think looking at the list of films this year and films still to come, it's easily one of the most thought-provoking and unsettling horror films released this year. It just nests deep into our psyche and leaves us unsettled by the ending. I mean, in other words, of course, it does its job, and as any good movie, and in this case a horror movie, strives to achieve, it does that and then some. I have said this before, I will say it again, horror is the most innovative genre out there and the most engaging, and Bring Her Back is no exception in that regard. So the film is Bring Her Back. I thoroughly enjoyed this film. I found it to be deeply disturbing and unsettling. I'll never watch it again, but it has such a profound and just depressing effect on you. Where, I mean, afterwards, I had to go home and rewatch some episodes of Friends. I mean, that was just like the mindset of how deeply dark and dour this film is by the very end, because it does not end on a poignant note. This film, putting aside the elements of horror and suspense, it is an utter tragedy, but it is a masterclass in suspense and tension while offering a compelling commentary as well. So this is, again, the follow-up for the Filippo brothers. Two thumbs up for me, but I, like I said, I will never watch this film again because it is just that depressing and unsettling. I don't need to revisit. This is not a Halloween type situation, so that kind of puts it into some perspective for you. But I do recommend it, especially for horror fans. I think it will have a hard time finding a bigger audience just because it is a much more depressing and really heavy piece, where it's not like their previous one, which was dark and certainly intense, but had a little bit more, if I can say it, crowd-pleasing aspects. This is not a crowd-pleaser. It's not a four-quadrant film, to say the least. But as any good horror film is, it's thought-provoking, and it really does get into your very soul. And so for that, I have to give them an applause and all the props in the world. But there we go. There are my thoughts on Bring Her Back. Let me know in the comments if you have seen this film yet or if you're planning to see it. That does it for me today, everybody. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Have a great long weekend. Enjoy some cookouts. Enjoy some get-togethers. And, of course, go watch some movies. And, yes, we will do this all over again next week for the love of movies. Phil's covering every movie dream. Phil at the movies makes every movie a dream.